So, Anthony, we've been talking about this attack in Brazil, and there does appear to be many parallels between what happened this past weekend and what happened in the United States on January 6, 2021. What are those parallels, and how are these events different in any way?
Well, I mean, they're different in the sense that as of now, we're not aware of any deaths that happened yesterday. And of course, we did have five deaths in the immediate aftermath of the January 6, 2021 insurrection in the United States. But, you know, in other ways, there's also remarkable similarity. And the similarities come partly in the nature of the people who were conducting these riots, right? Like, you know, the Trump backers who conducted the assault on the Capitol. The Bolsonaristas here are driven by conspiracy theories. They are driven by grievances that have been fueled by, you know, in this case, Bolsonaro. You know, this sense of grievance that the election was stolen from them, that there was fraud in the election. And these are all thoughts that have, you know, fueled these people and made them believe that their country was being stolen and taken away from them. But there's no basis in fact for any of this. They have also clung to conspiracy theories that yesterday was going to be the day that the military intervened and arrested Lula and et cetera, et cetera. None of that appears to have been based in fact. Again, they're being fed information on Telegram, Twitter, et cetera, you know, other, you know, sort of insular social media apps where they're sort of basically regurgitating all of these falsehoods and false narratives that have been circulating around since Election Day. Bolsonaro has fed into this by refusing to recognize the results. You know, I think that's one reason why moderates in Brazil are pointing the direction at him for creating this situation and creating an environment of such polarization and unreality, right? Where these people no longer can separate fact from fiction. And we can see how that can lead to violence.
Yeah, clearly there are these like very stark similarities. I'm also just reflecting back to the Capitol insurrection in the United States. It felt like a wake-up call for many people in the United States, that the takeaway being democracy in the country is way more fragile than people realized. It was this unprecedented event that happened as lawmakers were trying to carry out the certification of the presidential election and carry out democracy.